So you did hear that Stephen is here, and he's here for the big yarn.
On Breakfast with Half, it's the big yarn. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, won't do it, Tom. Refuse to do it. Tom Petty just leading us into a beautiful yarn today. What's going on in the world of football, Stephen? How come you're taking control of the big yarn today?
Well, it's a big one that needs in-depth analysis, so that's why I'm here. But Hawthorn Footy Club last Thursday night, well, we were in Warrnambool. Now, I believe you were going to host this function originally. They had a bit of a summit, a peacekeeping mission, if you like, by the new president, Andy Gow. It's just to get everybody together. Is it right that it was going to happen the week before with you as host, Huff?
That is correct.
So it got put off and we were in Warrnambool. So basically all the factions together, including Don Scott, who in the end wasn't happy.
So the premise was, I'll set it up for you a little bit. The premise was, and we discussed this last year in the build up to the election, the AGM for Hawthorn, and it was a big item, wasn't it? Lots of conversation about the future of the Hawthorn Footy Club, the leadership, Jeff Kennett was standing down. Was it going to be Peter Nankerville who was the board appointee, nominee for the presidency, or was a group from outside of the club, who obviously fans and members, but outside of the operations of the club, come in and have their say? And Andrew Gowers was the lead of that, Hawks for Change, I think it was called at the time, and he got the chocolates at the vote of the AGM. So Andy decided, and quite rightly too, I reckon, it was a good thing to think about, was it because there'd been a lot of tension and escalation of emotion in the football club through that period of time, what he wanted to do was bring everyone back together. And whilst there was a bit of debate and controversy and some things said at the time, once the decision was made that he was given the presidency by the members of the Hawthorn Football Club, what he wanted to do was bring everyone back together, which I think is the right thing to do from a leadership perspective when you've had a bit of a hostile time at an institution, in this case a footy club. So that's the premise of what he was trying to do and why he did it. It turned out it was a bit more of a challenge than he perhaps first thought.
So I think there was 50-odd people there. That's a bit of a scene setter here by Caroline Wilson on Footy Classified last night on how it unfolded. We were at the Whalers and things unfolded here in Melbourne.
It's emerged tonight that the Unite and Inspire meeting that was held at the club last Thursday emerged at one point into a fiery war of words between Andrew Gowers, the new president, and former Hawk great, club saviour, and must say, maverick Don Scott. Don Scott ended up walking out of the meeting, but not before he'd questioned the integrity of Andrew Gowers, questioned his promise of a $10 million injection into the club from 10 individual benefactors, questioned the identity and who's behind the Hawks for Change. Was it club money or individual money that paid for the PR of the election campaign? Beck Goddard, the AFLW coach, expressed some initial reservations, which he's a bit more comfortable with now, about the moniker, the family club, which he saw as far too old-fashioned initially. But what's happened since then? We're going to question Sam Mitchell about the club's direction, which has upset the AFL, upset some supporters, and upset some other clubs who think the competition is being skewed at the moment.
Fair to say, there's a bit going on in that little grab from Caro. She's covered some topics there.
Well, she has. So Don Scott walking out, but I'm just as surprised about the moniker, the family club. If Beck Goddard's got issues with that, then spare me. Hopefully she's got over that because it's a warm and fuzzy title. It's nothing derogatory. It's not old-fashioned. Family's family, Half. And the Hawthorn's always been the family club. If you want to strip that away, it's just completely ridiculous.
Oh, I mean, I hadn't heard that grab until then. And I know it was a big thing for Andy to bring that back. It was part of his three-point plan to bring that moniker back and make it a big part of the club's identity again. I can't see, in just my personal opinion, I can't see how that could be taken as anything but a positive to try and get a situation where you are trying to get a group of people to feel a part of something special like a family does. And families are made up of all different sorts of formats these days. And some of them are crazy and some of them are fantastic and they're loyal and they're stupid and they're funny. But they stick together. More often than not, the family sticks together. It doesn't matter how you sort of reference or what your vision of a a family is. A family is a very special, tight thing. And yeah, you'll have your disagreements and your fights along the way, but you always come back. And that's the premise of the whole family club from the Hawthorn perspective. So it's not necessarily a nuclear family or whatever some people might think it is. It's the sentiment of unity and togetherness. Despite the fact that there'll be challenges along the way, we're all in it for the right reasons, for the same reason.
How do you feel about where Hawthorn's at the moment, Half, as a life member of the footy club?
They're going through a different phase. It's a building phase. I saw an article somewhere, or a link to it. I didn't read it because I didn't bother, but I saw a link to an article about someone writing about their 8-year-old son and how disillusioned they were with Hawthorn. We never win games. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. Depends when you're born as to how you see the whole thing, I think, from a Hawthorn perspective. My son, in 2015, on grand final morning, he was 8. And he was having his Weet-Bix for breakfast, as we do, and I was trying to pump him up a bit for grand final day, and say, mate, here we go, Hawks back in the grand final again, how do you think it's going to go? And he, without breaking stride, as he put his 17th spoonful into his mouth, with half a mouthful still, he says to me, oh, we'll probably win again. this is grand final day.
Not bad.
Like, all those supporters have had a pretty good time. Now, yeah. Perhaps the last couple of years, the 5 or 6 years since the 2015, or whatever it is, 8 years now, since 2015, maybe they're not living the dream that has happened the last 55 years or so. But I don't think Hawthorn supporters can complain about the state of the club or what they've experienced through their journey as fans of the game. They've been extremely fortunate. I'd be very disappointed if there's too many Hawthorn fans sitting there whinging at the moment, considering there's been a conscious decision to try and change the momentum of the club and get it back to where they would think it should be.
Yeah, and the coach of Hawthorn, Sam Mitchell, of course, the blowtorch is on there. Very confident man. He just seems a little bit under siege at the moment. Mitch, I feel a little bit sorry for him, to be honest, with the role that he's got and what he's got to work with. I think he'll get through it. But he spoke to and was... they put it to him last night on Classified about the allegations that he is, in effect, tanking.
I mean, I don't know what the world says. I know that it can change reasonably quickly. I looked at... You know, looking at some numbers, 2018, you know, Melbourne finish second last, and Petrarca and Oliver and Viney and Brayshaw have all played around 30 games, and now they're the most formidable midfield in the competition. You know, it was only 2020. Sydney, you know, with their young brigade of midfielders, were all, you know, I think they finished 17th in that year. So it can turn around quickly, but, you know, we're in that phase right now. We knew there were going to be some tough days ahead with the list strategy that we've gone down, but there'll be some good days ahead as well. And because the first two rounds have been the tough ones, everyone's very focused on it. But we've got good days ahead as well.
And he also went into more detail just on, you know, the fierce allegations, really, that they're not trying too hard at the Hawks.
I'd be a hypocrite if I said that I let the external things affect the inside, because I talk to the players all the time about controlling the controllables, and, you know, we can only deal with what's right in front of us, the game right in front of us. And it's important to have sustained success for, you know, you have to have a long view and you have to make some decisions for the future. But certainly every single week, every day, we're trying to improve, we're trying to win, and we're trying to get better.
Trying to get better. He knew there was going to be some tough times ahead. Sam Mitchell, the coach of the Hawks on Classified last night. Yeah, there's been plenty of teams who have done what Hawthorn have done. Maybe not as fiercely in terms of the list, Cole. But they've done it for a reason. They have a vision of what the future looks like, and there's going to be some challenges in the next little while before that eventuates. But, you know, that's the game. I heard Caro saying that grade before, that the AFL have been disappointed with how it's all unfolding and what it's doing to the game. Robbo wrote about that yesterday in the tackle.
It's not up to the AFL to brief people on their list management and how they want to head. I mean, clubs have to be independent. It's not a franchise or an overseer. It's not like a Subway franchise where the boss comes in and says that your footlong's a bit short.
Well, it's not a footlong then. It's a 10-incher.
But it's also, he went on to say, just quickly, Half, that he's playing the young mids because, he got rid of O'Meara and, of course, Mitchell. He said otherwise he wouldn't be able to put the young mids, and we want to play them in the midfield. He said that losing Jack Gunston's been the hardest one. They didn't really want to lose him, and he said, we've got no forwards, no one to kick goals, and we really
Lewis
do miss
out,
Jack.
With Mitch Lewis out injured at the moment, that makes it more of a challenge. So the only other thing I'll say on this, on Hawthorn's situation at the moment, is that they have been relatively disappointed competitively. In the first 2 weeks. Now, it's a small sample size to this point, but they haven't put up the fight, I think, that most Hawthorn people, and this is maybe where the AFL are slightly concerned as well, haven't put up the fight that most people would think they could put up in the first couple of weeks. So that's the challenge for Mitch. He's got to build a game style and develop a list and all that sort of stuff, but they've got to be a competitive unit week in, week out, and they've got to show that they are up for the fight. I think that's the next phase. From what we've seen the first 2 weeks, that's the next phase for Mitch and the coaching staff at the Hawks to get done. And then if that happens and they get beaten by better teams, and Sydney are a grand finalist last year, so no one expected them to go up to Sydney and do too much damage, I wouldn't have thought. But if they can get that done, there's competitive behaviours and traits shown by all the players from a team perspective as well, then I think most people would be pretty happy about that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think so. They'll win a couple of games. They'll jag a few. He's a good coach, Sam Mitchell. I think he's heading in the right direction, Half.
He'll be fine. He's got good support from the board at this point. As we know, things change pretty quickly in footy. And the players are buying into what he wants to do. So that's all you want as a coach. That's all you want, Stephen.
Maybe you can host the next one, Half.
Hopefully there's not enough.
You've still got the brown and gold scarf. Or not the scarf and the tie hanging over your doorknob.
Well, the chief, the little pocket square.
Yeah.
Got one of those too.
Love it.
Looks good in the suit. Looks really nice. 1-300-652-927 through the morning. Give us a call on what is taking your fancy or catching your eye in the world of sport. Maybe from a footy perspective. $500 Ross Faulkner pack to our best caller as awarded on Friday morning. So you call through the week, get through to the Friday morning draw, and you might be getting $500 worth of Ross Faulkner goodness coming to your local sporting club. That's what's on offer every week on Breakfast. Thank you, Stephen. That was the big yarn today. It's front and back page, the Hawks today. They're a big business, even though they are a long way from it in the AFL at the moment.